This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Saturday, March 18th, the vigil of the Eve of Palm Sunday in the year of our Lord, 1989. We are presently at the Vatican Pavilion site, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
All of the trees about the Excedra, they are the most beautiful blue that you could ever see upon this earth. The lights now are becoming like streamers going high up into the sky. There is no way to explain the translucency of them and the manner in which they are penetrating the sky above us. Now, directly in the center of the streamers, I see an opening in the sky, and as I watch, it's becoming round in shape and quite large. I can't see if Our Lady is coming forward. I know it's Our Lady's light, because the blue cascading lights are always a symbol for Our Blessed Mother. Now there she is. All Our Blessed Mother is coming now through the sky. She seems to be hurrying. She's most anxious to give her message to the world. I know that from a conversation I had with her this morning in my home. Our Blessed Mother now is coming down, and I see now coming from the right side of us a large ball. It's globe-like in circumference, almost like the ball of the world. Now, Our Lady is watching, and she has a smile on her face. It's a sad smile, but one that makes you feel like it's just wrenching your heart to look at her. I know that she is most distressed this evening because of what was told to me this morning at home. Our Lady now is floating over. She's not walking. She's floating over, directly over our heads now. The ball is joining her, and Our Lady is floating on to the top of the ball. Now, high up in the sky, I can't judge the difference. It's hard to describe Our Lady on the ball. She's a picture of such beauty that it's not earthly. Our Lady, her face is very radiant, but I do see tears upon her cheeks. Our Lady has been soft, so that as she came to the sky, I could hear the gasp of Our Lady as she was sobbing. I can't understand why, except perhaps it has something to do with the message this morning, which at this time I cannot reveal to the world. However, I know that Our Lady will tell you most of this herself in her own words. Now Our Lady is taking her crucifix from her rosary. As I was describing her appearance, Our Lady was taking her rosary from about her waist, and she's taking the crucifix now and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is looking all about her, and she's smiling. Now the ball is coming closer down to the tree areas. And now there is a cascading of light up into the sky, and these lights now are turning from a blue to a pink. And I know that signifies that Jesus will be coming through to join Our Lady this evening. Now the lights are becoming dimmer, and the sky is opening up, and I can see Jesus now. He's coming forward. He has on a beautiful burgundy cape, and he has sandal-like slippers. They're made of a skin, an animal skin. Now Our Lady and the ball are moving farther over our heads. And Our Lady now is motioning with her hand to Jesus, and he's joining her on her left side, our right side. Now Jesus is nodding to Our Lady, and Our Lady now is placing her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I have a most desperate message for you tonight. One which will affect most of the world. But I say now, as your mother of light, that there is great darkness upon the world. And as this has been allowed to continue, regardless of all the messages from heaven through various spheres throughout the world from the beginning of time. You constantly ignored our counsel to you, and now the fruits of your evil ways have come to pass. Already you have been found wanting of all the graces necessary to prevent what I am to tell you will happen now in the near future. My child, as I told you this morning, there will be a great earthquake in the area of New York. When I give you the dates, you will not venture from the island, or you too will be caught up in the chaos. There will be much flooding of the highways, so do not try to make your way forth into the areas. Your son, in his work, my child, shall escape the carnage. There will be great fear in the hearts of men, but it will be too late to do anything about this, for the Eternal Father has waited many years. My counsel to the world and my son's word to you have gone throughout the world now for over 19 years. Now that may seem a long time to you, my children, but 19 years in heaven is as a day. We do not sleep in heaven. We must go forth now to plead with our children upon earth to forsake their evil ways. They now are being guided by Satan throughout the world. This cannot be accepted by heaven. There is only one thing that you can do with an errant child when they do not listen, and that is to shake them up, my child. I realize this is not something for jest. It is but a reality that is coming upon mankind. Another area that shall be shaken will be California, my child. There is a great slit in the earth that is widening. This is not generally being given to you in your news tabloids. They are trying to lull you to complacency. We have given you the road away from these disasters, and that road is only guided by prayers, penance, and atonement. We have asked you to pray for sinners, for you who have been given the grace to come upon these sacred grounds. You must go forward and try to save your brothers and sisters. I say brothers and sisters, my child and my children, because you are all brothers and sisters as you were created by the Eternal Father. Due to man's humility in the beginning, except, my child, for the sin of Adam and Eve, the world was not in such great chaos. Life was far simpler as man goes forward and tries to seek all of the earth's paradise by way of fortunes and gold and silver. They have sold their souls to get to the head. My child and my children, you must listen well as I say this also unto you. Latin America shall be a hotbed of fighting, and the United States shall be the prime candidate to enter and have their sons slaughtered upon the lands there. I beg you, as your mother, to listen to me. You must not go into Latin America. That is what the plan from Russia is for you to enter into Latin America. My child and my children, listen well. Well, I have my child, Veronica, repeat to you, the end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered. Your hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My children, I wish you to know that you ignored a sign of a short few days ago. We sent from the heavens the aurora borealis to shine unto men and let them know that when this happened before, there was a war. My child and my children, the United States of America now is in dire conflict with its conscience. But you must remember, without my son, they cannot succeed. Slowly but surely, against all the counsel from heaven of the past 19 years, man has become more scurrilous and more antagonistic towards my son, until he has even entered my son's church, seeking to cast aside all tradition and all knowledge of the supernatural, bringing a mode of modernism and humanism into my son's church. This has forced many a good soul to lose his way and leave the church. My children, I beg of you as your mother, do not leave my son's church. Do not allow the rodents to come in and burrow and underground my son's church. You can save it if you will only pray more. Pray for sinners that they will seek the light and be given the knowledge of the errors of their ways so that they can turn back before it is too late. My child and my children, I want to tell you also at this time, you are not to concern yourself with other words and writings of apparitions in various places. I can tell you, my children, unfortunately, there are those who are caught up in the excitement of the times and my appearance at your sight. However, you cannot become involved, my child or my children, with any of these apparitions. It is best to ignore them. Now, my child, I wish that you go at this time after three pictures are taken. I wish that you go among the sick and the elderly and give out the blessed rose petals and rosaries, for there will be two very stupendous cures this evening. It is not necessary at this time, my child, to be told the full details, because before the evening is over, you will have them from the mouths of those that are cured. Now, my child, Jesus will seek you. He is not leaving the grounds when you return from this mission. First, you will take three photographs and then proceed to the infirm circle. My child, there is much that I told you this morning, but I say at this time, you will stop being concerned of the situation in California. You made a correct decision, guided by my instinct to you. Therefore, you will no longer be concerned with the person. I do not say the name because I do not, my child, wish him to be ostracized. However, he must listen to our counsel and proceed to Canada, or he will suffer a dire punishment. He will bring this punishment on upon himself in human ways. It is not the hand of God that will strike him down. It will be his own foolishness and pride. You will understand, my child, what I am talking about in time. But this is a semi-private message that can go out to the world. They will ask questions of this message. However, it is not for all to know. You understand that, my child. Now take three photographs and then proceed to the infirm circle. Jesus is standing over by the right side of the statue, high up into the sky. And now, before I leave, he is making the sign of the cross with his hands like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's nodding yes. He wants me to proceed. It's becoming a very bright pink. I'm sure if you could look beyond the trees, you can miss it. Pink is Jesus' color, and I know we spent quite a bit of time with the infirm circle, but now the sky is starting to open up above Our Lady statue, maybe about 40 feet in the air, and it's just beautiful. It feels, looking at the light, you feel so warm inside and so peaceful. I could sit here and just watch this light all day, and I'm sure that I would be as buoyant later after seeing such a beautiful sight. And Jesus now is coming through the light. He has on his burgundy cape, and he's very patient while we're at the infirm circle. He's smiling. He thought that was kind of funny. Now Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips. My child and my children, there is one thing I wish to bring to you this evening. That is the word of Russia. You do not understand the great threat she is to the world. I say she because we have nothing else that's exemplative of explaining the necessity to convert Russia. Now, my mother in the past has told you through countless Earth years of visits upon Earth how to do this. I repeat for my mother her words to the world some time ago, and I believe, my child, you have been a voice box before and a means for heaven to transport this message to the world. That is, that the Holy Father in Rome, in unison with all other bishops of the world, must consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of my mother. You do not understand, my children. Already, Russia has plans to take over Sweden. I know this shocks you, my child, but it is the truth. Russia now plans to take over Sweden, and they are surveilling the place constantly. You will tell this to the world as an example that if they could do that to Sweden, it can happen anywhere, my child. Yes, we tell you this because we have great hopes that they will not be successful. Now, my children, I speak to the mothers of the world. You must make a firm effort to be a righteous mother and a godly mother, following the rules from heaven, for eventually every one of you will come over the veil, and you must make an accounting for your actions upon earth. We find that you are all lacking at this time, because as parents you have been caught up in the wheel of misfortune for your children. They are being ignored, and also their religious upbringing is nil. My parents of the world, I say unto you, as your God, this will not be tolerated much longer. For if you parents will not raise your children in the light, you will raise them in darkness, and they will eventually rise up and even kill you. There are many satanic institutions throughout the world now that are waiting for your children. Are you going to allow them to fall into their hands because you are too busy elsewhere to watch your children? Are you turning them over to the satanic tube, the television? Yes, my children, they are learning to kill by the television. They are learning disrespect for the parents. They laugh at you when you are not watching. That, my children of the world, parents, your children are to be lost. Now I see a picture forming in the sky. It shows a terrible scene on a television. It shows a young child butchering a cat. The child watching this goes to the kitchen, takes out a large bread knife, and, oh my God, he's plunging it into the back of his mother. Now the scene is becoming very dark. I don't see anything else. It's ghastly. That, my child, is what is happening now throughout the world. The children are taken over by Satan through this instrument of Satan. Much good could be gained if many will monitor their television sets, for their children's minds are being seduced by Satan. I repeat again, your own children will rise up against you and destroy your household. Murders are abounding. And also, I say at this time, my children, I will not tolerate much longer the infamous actions of some of my representatives upon earth. Yes, my child and my children, much has happened that has saddened the hearts of all in heaven. We watch and we ask you to pray for your brethren, to pray for your priests upon earth, for they too are human and are susceptible to attacks from Satan. Already there is much discord in my church upon earth. It saddens everyone in heaven, and we are out in force now, going throughout the world, seeking to set up armies of good children who will fight to the bitter end, if necessary, to save my church upon earth. It is being destroyed just as rodents will burrow into a house. Those who have evil natures are burrowing into my church. We find it almost unrecognizable, my children. However, I will say this. I ask you to remain in your parish churches, not to judge by the actions of man. The institution itself, as set up by me, remains to be true. However, the cavorting and the banjos and the guitars and the musical interludes and the dancing are all created by Satan. So you can understand that Satan has entered now with his armies in full regalia, appearing as humans. However, they are demons in disguise, and they have one ultimate aim: to try to destroy my church, the Roman Catholic Church, with the seat of Peter as the head. You will all pray for your Holy Father, Pope Paul, for there will be very soon another attempt upon his life. Only you can save him now, because, my children, in all factuality, we tell you, without your prayers, you will lose him within the next year. I know this frightens you, my child, but you too must make many acts of reparation. You will suffer much in the days ahead. This we ask of you, because we cannot promise you everything upon earth, for your reward will be great in the afterlife, my child. Accept your suffering and offer it always for the priesthood. Now, my child, you will continue with the prayers of atonement. The rosary must be kept going throughout the world, even if you have to go about knocking on doors. Now, Jesus is dead, placing his hands out like this, and making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming down from Jesus' right side. I didn't see her over by the tree, but she's coming over slowly, and she's joining Jesus on his right side, our left side. And they're both going over now to the top of the first tree on the right there. And they're making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to the right, and they're floating over There's no way to explain it. They don't walk. They just glide. It's as though they were weightless, yet they look as human and as solid as you and I going across the sky. Now they're over on our left side, and Jesus is extending his hand out again with his fingers like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is nodding, and he's touching his lips and his hands. Continue now with the affairs of atonement.